It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferret. The Brilliant News, based in the city of Brilliant, is celebrating its 130th year putting out papers. It covers a community just south of Green Bay.
Most of those years have been under the ownership of one family, the Zander family. That ownership started with Otto Zander, who purchased the paper 125 years ago this month.
According to the Northwestern University State of Local News Project, newspapers around the country are drying up. They're closing at a rate of about two per week, with nearly 3,000 shut down since 2005. Most of these had been the only outlet for local news in their communities. So what does it take to keep a local paper afloat and keep it in the family?
We have Bailey Lindgren, graphic designer for the Brilliant News and Lake to Lake Shopper. She is the fifth generation from the Zander family to work for the paper and printer. And Bailey's mom, Darcy Zander Feinauer, was a co-owner and graphic designer for the Brilliant News and Zander Press, retiring in 2021. I talked with both of them last week, and Darcy started us off with an introduction to the paper and its long history in her family.
Well, in 1894, the Brilliant News was first formed. William Stoddard was the owner of it. And then within 5 years, it had five owners. And my great-grandfather, Otto Zander, was the fifth owner. And the reason he made it when the other ones didn't was he was a German-speaking person in a German-speaking community. So they trusted him more. And the other thing was there was 300 subscriptions, but 200 of them were delinquent. So he canceled the 200 that were delinquent and focused on making a paper that people wanted to pay for. And then after my great-grandfather passed, my grandfather Elliot then took over. And then in the 60s, my father and Uncle Noel, Zane Zander and Noel Zander, took over. And then in 2015, my older sister, Beth Wenzel, myself, my younger sister, Chris Bastian, and my younger brother, Mike Zander, took over. And Mike left in 2018 to do some missionary work. And then I left in 2021.
Bailey, how did you view the paper as you were growing up?
I wasn't necessarily as interested as I was in the last couple of years. I did want to pursue a different path, and I did. I became a veterinary technician, but that did not work out, and I was looking for something kind of in a different direction, more focusing on my arts interests. And it kind of just lined up that my mom was retiring, and she offered up the position to me to take over her position, continuing the family legacy of putting together the paper. So I kind of just jumped on board and went along with that.
How do you feel about it, working for a family business?
Definitely proud that I am a part of the family. There's definitely some extra motivation there. To do a good job with the layout, with the content of the paper, making it look good, making sure people are happy with it. So there is kind of that extra motivation behind it that I like that aspect of it. I like that there's kind of a little bit more pressure to it and there's a little bit more enjoyment out of creating a good paper.
Creating a good paper. Darcy, I wonder what have been some of those hallmark moments of the paper's operation that you think have really contributed to this longevity of being able to last this long?
Brilliant's a wonderful community, and there's great people here and great businesses and great organizations. And it's easy to cover everything. You want to go on with that?
Yeah, one thing that I noticed is that Brilliant is such a unique community. We have such big players here with the Aaron's Company and their hospitality group, and Robert and Patricia Endries. They are donating so much to our community and providing so much for our community that it's just developing in such a unique way, and they're providing so much to the people who live there, but they're also, you know, providing news coverage. They're developing a whole lot, and we're writing about it in the paper, and people want to read about it. So to me, that's kind of the biggest factor, is that we not only have news here, but we also have a lot of big organizations like the Lions Club, the Optimist Club, that really care about this community, and they want to drive back some of their time and effort back into the community. So there's a lot of people that care about Brilliant, and that makes it unique.
But thinking about that objectivity and holding positions of power accountable, there will still also be stories of violence and heart-wrenching stories about a child abuse case or something like that. Is it hard to write things about a small community where it seems like everyone knows everyone?
It can be a challenge. Sometimes you do have to put stories in about friends, and you don't want to do it, but you kind of have to, because if you don't do it for one person, then you really shouldn't do it for another. So you kind of have to keep it fair and balanced. But yes, it is accountability. The purpose for the paper, in my opinion, if I can go into this, mm-hmm. The first purpose, I believe, is just to shout out the good news of the community, the people, the businesses, you know, everything that's going on. Talk about the good stuff, you know, keep people energized. But you also have to report the bad stuff, because you really need to keep people accountable and, you know, warn people, because there are drug busts, there are people that are doing child pornography, child abuse. There is stuff like that going on. You just kind of have to warn people. But you also, it's also a big accountability thing, because, you know, it's hard to cheat people when you know that you're going to be called on it and people are going to know about it. So it keeps the governments and stuff like that accountable. But I think the biggest purpose of the small town newspaper is the history keeping. Because we have 130 years of Brilliant's history up in our loft. And it talks about the people and the businesses and the leaders and the organizations and how the community has changed. And you can go back at any point in time and just get a view of what life was like in the 1940s, the 1800s. And it's just, that history is so important. And if small town newspapers disappear, who's going to keep that? You know, the history moving forward will just end. And that's just the most critical, important part about a newspaper, a small town newspaper, is the history keeping.
We're talking with Darcy Zander Feinauer. Her daughter is Bailey Lindgren. They're fourth and fifth generations of the Zander family, which has run the Brilliant News in Wisconsin for 125 years. Bailey, you're the latest generation representing this family. How does a newspaper stay relevant for people, especially when, you know, we're so tied to our phones, constantly flooded with all kinds of information on social media and digital platforms?
That's a very good question. It's definitely becoming a challenging time in the newspaper industry. But there are still a lot of loyal subscribers in Brilliant. There's a lot of people who want their newspaper. They want to read it. They want to read about Brilliant.
They want to have it in their fingertips, cut out the pictures and put them on their fridge. Sports is a big thing. People love to read about the sports. You know, this is a very sports-minded area over here.
Darcy, you've probably seen a lot of shifts and changes in technology and news yes. consumption and the switching out of computers for layouts over the years. How did the Brilliant News keep up with the times over the decades?
You just kind of have to keep up. The computers were a great addition, because it was really labor intensive to do it before that. Right now it's just boom, boom, boom. And if something needs to be changed, you just quickly change it and move it around. And, you know, computers were a wonderful advancement.
In terms of the newspaper's budget, how have you addressed challenges with advertisers or the operating costs as you keep the paper going?
Well, you do what you can to save money. The internet, it's the elephant in the room. The internet is wonderful, but it has been a challenge for small towns newspapers, because a lot of the advertisers that used to put ads in, like car dealerships, hair salons, restaurants, they just put things on Facebook and the website now, which I don't blame them. However, papers cannot live on subscriptions alone. You know, you need the advertisers and you need the legals and stuff like that. So it's really critical. And, you know, once the newspapers are gone. They're not coming back. You don't have any other options.
Bailey, when you lay out the Lake to Lake Shopper, what patterns do you see among advertisers?
A lot of event advertising, like the local groups, organizations that I was talking about earlier, like the Lions Club, they tend to have a whole lot of events throughout the years that they like to advertise for. So we have a lot of, you know, sort of special event advertising. But then there's also, you know, a handful of local businesses in the area that rely on our paper in order to get out advertising for specials that they have. So they do kind of rely on our paper being able to get the word out for their local sales, because they do like to spread out their advertising with Facebook, the paper, you know, just a handful of options. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of just a little bit of everything.
Darcy, going back to when a paper is gone, it's gone. How do you see newspapers essentially having a role in a functioning of democracy as we see more and more newspapers going away?
The key thing with newspapers is with legals. I don't know if it's still active, but they were trying to make it so that governments didn't have to publish the legals in the paper.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a huge mistake, because once it's printed in the paper, it's like in concrete, carved in concrete. But if they could only post them on like the website, how easy it is to change things, you know, so you don't have the accountability. And, you know, that's really important that the papers hold the local governments accountable.
And remind us, what are in legal notices?
Oh, things like when a meeting is, a public notice on, like if they're going to change an ordinance, that has to be published. Basically anytime they have a meeting, they have to publish it, letting people know what's going on and when it's going to be.
Mm-hmm.
And they have to publish it so many times and so far ahead of time. And, you know, there's a lot of requirements for that.
Bailey, what advice would you give a paper that's struggling to stay open in another community in Wisconsin?
That's a good question. I know that our paper does pretty well. We do cover several other cities in the area. So just because we are the Brilliant News doesn't mean we cover just Brilliant. We also cover Reidsville, which is a close village to us, and Hilbert. So it kind of also helps to get that additional coverage of those cities in the newspaper, therefore increasing our subscribers.
My dad always said that getting the newspaper was like getting a letter from home, where you just got, you know, the information about what's going on in your community.
Your dad was such an important piece, I understand, of the community. And I read such beautiful tributes to his life and his work. Darcy, could you end on that and what he meant to the Brilliant community?
My father was so committed to this community. From the get-go, when he started working, he just did what he could to build up the businesses and the organizations. He was one of the founding members of the Optimist Club. And, you know, I always thought that he just kind of, after he retired, he just kind of wandered around chatting with people. And I always thought that he was just kind of bothering everybody and not letting them get their work done. But at his funeral, I really understood he was Brilliant's dad. He just visited with people and it meant so much to everybody. But he just focused so much attention on just building up this community and just making people better. Hmm. And he's just a good guy. Good guy.
Darcy and Bailey, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That was mother and daughter, Darcy Zander Finehour and Bailey Lindgren. They are the fourth and fifth generations of the Zander family, which has owned and operated the Brilliant News community paper for 125 years. We talked with them about the evolution of local news and the paper's role as a record keeper in the community for over a century. And you can share about your local community newspaper, past and present, what it's meant to you, what it's meant to your neighbors. Maybe you tossed papers at people's doorsteps as a kid and had a paper route. Share your memories about the local paper. Send us an email at wisconsintoday@wpr.org. That's wisconsintoday@wpr.org.